Welcome to Zichudav Siman Member by Avram Goldar, Anthony Maseches Menachos, Daf Lamed Dal, the third parak HaKomets Rabbah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Papa visited the home of Mar Shmuel and saw that his entrance only had Patsim Echad, one side post, which was on the left side of the entrance, and it had a mezuzah. Rav Papa challenged Mar Shmuel that although Rabbi Meir holds that an entrance with a single side post requires a mezuzah, that's only when the side post is on the right side of the entrance, not on the left. This is based on a brice which darshans beis elcho, your house, to mean the right side. As Rabbah explains, derek biatzcha min hayamin, the way of your entering, which is the right side. Dechi akar inish kar di yamini akar bereisha, because when a person begins to move, it's his right foot which he moves first. Another source is brought from a pasuk describing a chest for donations placed on the right side of the azar's main entrance. In a brice, Rabbi Meir says that a house which only has one side post requires a mezuzah, while the rabban say it does not. The Rabban say the plural mezuzos, doorposts, requires two doorposts, and Tanaim give two explanations of Rabbi Meir's position. Point number two, Abraisa states that Tilon Shel Rosh are made of four batim, compartments made of a single hide. The partios are written on four separate hides, but if they were written on one and were inserted into the four compartments, they are valid. If they are written on one hide, Remy says a space must be left between the partios, but the Chachamim say it's unnecessary. All agree, however, that a string or cord must be inserted between each compartment. It concludes ve'im en charitza nikarb, and if their grooves, meaning the external lines indicating the separate compartments, are not recognizable, the tefillin are invalid. Another braisa describes the tefillin shel yad. The partials are written onto a single hide, but if they were written on four separate hides, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says they must be attached, but Rav Yossi says it's unnecessary. Rav Yossi says Rav Yehuda conceded that tefillin shel rosh may be used as tefillin shel yad by draping a hide over them, because Rav Yehuda retracted his opinion. The Gemara adds that only unused tefillin shel rosh can be used as tefillin shel yad. And point number three, Abraisa teaches Ketzet Sidron, what is the order of the four partios of tefillin? The partios of Kaddishli and Vahaya Kiviyacha are miyamin, placed on the right side, and the partios of Shema and Vahayim Shemoa are mismol, placed on the left side. The Gemara objects that another Abraisa says the opposite, and Abaya answers, Kan miyaminu shel koreh. Here the first Abraisa refers to the right side of someone reading the partios, meaning facing the wearer. Kan miyamino shel maniach, whereas here the second brace refers to the right side of the wearer. Kore kore kesidron, and the reader who faces the wearer reads the parshios according to their order in the Torah, meaning from right to left. Kadesh, then Vahaya Kiviyacha, then Shema, then Vahayim Shemoa. This is the order according to Rashi, and is how Rashi tefillin are made. Rabbeinu Tam reverses the order of the last two parshios, so that Shema is in the leftmost chamber, and the two Vahaya parshios are side by side, and is the order used in the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Rav says, Hechlif parshios el psuos. If one changed the order of the parshios, they're invalid. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Papa visited the home of Mar Shmuel and saw that his entrance had only Patsim Echad, one side post, which was on the left side of the entrance, and it had a mezuzah. Rav Papa challenged Mar Shmuel that although Rabbi Meir holds that an entrance with a single side post requires a mezuzah, that's only when the side post is on the right side of the entrance, not on the left. This is based on a brice which darshans beis elcho, your house, to mean the right side. As Rabbah explains, derek biatzcha min hayamin, the way of your entering, which is the right side. Dechi akar inish kar di yamini akar bereisha, because when a person begins to move, it's his right foot which he moves first. Another source is brought from a pasuk describing a chest for donations placed on the right side of the azar's main entrance. In a brice, Rabbi Meir says that a house which only has one side post requires a mezuzah, while the rabban say it does not. The rabban say the plural mezuzos, doorposts, requires two doorposts, and Tanaim give two explanations of Rabbi Meir's position. Point number two, Abraisa states that Tilon Shel Rosh are made of four batim, compartments made of a single hide. The partios are written on four separate hides, but if they were written on one and were inserted into the four compartments, they are valid. If they are written on one hide, Remy says a space must be left between the partios, but the Chachamim say it's unnecessary. All agree, however, that a string or cord must be inserted between each compartment. It concludes ve'im en charitza nikarb, and if their grooves, meaning the external lines indicating the separate compartments, are not recognizable, the tefillin are invalid. Another braisa describes the tefillin shel yad. The partials are written onto a single hide, but if they were written on four separate hides, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says they must be attached, but Rav Yossi says it's unnecessary. Rav Yossi says Rav Yehuda conceded that tefillin shel rosh may be used as tefillin shel yad by draping a hide over them, because Rav Yehuda retracted his opinion. The Gemara adds that only unused tefillin shel rosh can be used as tefillin shel yad. And point number three, a braisa teaches ketzad sidron. What is the order of the four parshios of tefillin? The parshios of Kaddish Gi and Vahaya Ki Viyacha are miyamin, placed on the right side, and the parshios of Shema and Vahayim Shemoa are mismol, placed on the left side. The Gemara objects that another braisa says the opposite, and Abaya answers, Kan miyaminu shal koreh. Here, the first braisa refers to the right side of someone reading the parshios, meaning facing the wearer. Kan miyamino shel maniach, whereas here the second braisa refers to the right side of the wearer. A kore kesidron, and the reader who faces the wearer reads the parshios according to their order in the Torah, meaning from right to left. Kadesh, then Vahaya Ki Viyacha, then Shema, then Vahayim Shemoa. This is the order according to Rashi, and is how Rashi tefillin are made. Rabbeinu Tam reverses the order of the last two parshios, so that Shema is in the leftmost chamber, and the two Vahaya parshios are side by side, and is the order used in the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Rav says, Hechlif parshios eo psuos. If one changed the order of the parshios, they're invalid. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed daled, and our standard siman is a ladder. A ladder, so here goes. After climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that only had one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor where they were shown how the batim shel rosh are made with four compartments from one oar. And given a choice if they want the order of the parshios of tefillin, according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. Once again, slow motion. After climbing one ladder, that must be more on daf lamed daled. After climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that only had one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, which reminds us, Rav Papa taught that although Rabbi Meir holds that an entrance with a single side post requires a mezuzah, that is only when the side post is on the right side of the entrance, not on the left. This is based on a braisa which darshans beis selcho, your house, to mean the right side, as Rabbi explains, derek biascha mina yamin, the way of your entering, which is on the right side, because when a person begins to move, it's his right foot which he moves first. So after climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that had only one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor where they were shown how the batim shel rosh are made with four compartments from one oar, which reminds us, a braisa states that the tefillin shel rosh are made of four batim, four compartments made of a single hide. The parshios are written on four separate hides, but if they're written on one and were inserted into the four compartments, they're valid. If they are written on one hide, Rebbe says, a space must be left between the parshios, but the Chachamim say it's unnecessary. So after climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that had only one post, but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor where they were shown how the batim shel rosh are made with four compartments from one oar, and given a choice if they want the order of the parshios of tefillin, according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the order of the parshios in tefillin. So once again, after climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that had only one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor. They were shown how the batim shel rosh are made with four compartments from one oar, and given a choice if they want the order of the parshios of tefillin, according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Lamed, so the Simran Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Malamed, that must be on Daf Lamed. The Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah to take the children to Hachnasas Sefer Torah, celebrated by a man who corrected one word in a Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the schus of one who purchases or writes or merely corrects a Sefer Torah. Rav Shesha says if he corrected even one single letter of a Sefer Torah he purchased in a market, Malav Akasim Kivu Ksavu, the Torah considers him as if he wrote it entirely. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last Epsukim of the Torah to take the children to Hachnasas Sefer Torah, celebrated by the man who corrected one word in a Torah, which was delayed when an argument broke out about what to do when it was discovered that Hashem Hashem was skipped, which reminds us, a braisa discusses Hatoa B'Shem, one who makes a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem and records five opinions about what he should do. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the similar Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge had the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an Amah Aretz, so he could take Maisim with the Rabban from it for his chul and snack, which some tevil fell into, which reminds us, Gemara discusses taking Maisim for tevil mixed into chul using produce from an Amah Aretz or an Akum. So the judge at the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an Ama Arts so he could take Meiser Midrabban from it for his chuan snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shir was kosher, but the ones like a tent or a tail are pasul. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a mezuzah's lines which were written like a shira, a kuba, a tent, or a zanav, a tail. So the judge of the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an Ama Arts so he could take Meiser Midrabban from it for his chuan snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shira was kosher, but the ones like a tent or a tail are pasul. And Aha Arts must always be written alone on the last line for a long life. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the placement of Aha Arts on the last line of a mezuzah. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist in the Sophist lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in the Sophist lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether the partios of a mezuzah are written psuchos or stumos. So the mad scientist in the Sophist lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, and trying to add a seertut feature to detect that the mezuzah has seertut, which would not be relevant for tefillin, which reminds us the Gemara discusses seertut for tefillin and mezuzah. So the mad scientist in the Sophist lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, and trying to add a seertut feature to detect that the mezuzah has seertut, which would not be relevant for tefillin, jumped up when he realized there was a sefer Torah on the bench he was sitting on, which reminds us, Rav Chalbo says he saw Rav Huna going to sit down on a bed which had a sefer Torah on it, and he first overturned a jug and placed a sefer Torah onto it, and only then sat on the bed. He holds, it's forbidden to sit on a bed on which a sefer Torah is resting. This disagrees with Rabba Bar Chana, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, permitting sitting on a bed with the sefer Torah resting on it. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-legged pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirate. Peg-legged pirate? That must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hekard Seer for the door in the middle of the hideout, which reminds us that we learned that we use Hekard Seer, the indication of the pivot, to determine the direction of a doorway. Shmuel ruled that whichever room the pivot is in is considered the inside, and the mezuzah is placed on the right side for entering that room. So the peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hekard Seer for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance of the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the proper height for placing a mezuzah. So the peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hekard Seer for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance of the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door. When he realized the reason for putting it near the outside of the door is to show that Hashem is guarding them, and promptly did tshuva, which reminds us that we learned that we place the mezuzah near the reshus of Rabim because Hashem guards his servants from outside. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn to use Hekard Seer to determine the direction of a doorway? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss seertut for tefillin and mezuzah? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do machlokas if Moshe wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss the order of the parshios in tefillin? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number 5. Which daf discusses taking maaser for tevel mixed into chulin using produce from either an Ama Aretz or an Akum? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf does the Gemara discuss a mezuzah's lines, which were written like a shira, a kuba, a tent, or a zanav, a tail? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the interior structure of the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad and the parshios? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn about placing mezuzah near reshus harabim and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards his servants from outside? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss an entrance with only one side post and the requirement to place the mezuzah on the right side? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Great. And number 10. Which daf does more bring 5 opinions regarding what one should do if one made a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem in his Sefer Torah? That's on daf Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.